Here's the latest news from the Basin Radio Network.
Cheyenne teen dead after being shot in the head early Sunday morning. Police investigating as a homicide. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shaleen. A 15-year-old Cheyenne girl died Monday morning after being shot in the head on Sunday. The Cheyenne Police Department said a homicide investigation is ongoing. According to Cowboy State Daily, the teenage girl shot in the head in a Cheyenne park in the early morning hours on Sunday died at a Cheyenne hospital Monday morning, the Cheyenne Police Department reported. No arrests have been made, although the CPD in a Sunday morning statement said about the shooting, the detectives have identified several people of interest. The girl was 15 and a Cheyenne resident, Alexandra Farkas. Cheyenne Police Department public information officer said in the Monday statement, detectives are continuing the investigation as a homicide and were at Lincoln Park in South Cheyenne on Monday morning. Officers responded to Lincoln Park at about 12:25 a.m. on Sunday and found the girl with an apparent gunshot wound to the head, according to the department's initial statement on Sunday morning. Personnel took the girl to Cheyenne Regional Medical Center, where she was in critical condition on Sunday. Police believe the shooting to be an isolated incident. Governor Mark Gordon and top court officials say a pilot mental health program set to launch in Gillette in 2024 will keep people from sitting too long in county jails instead of having mental health issues addressed, according to Cowboy State Daily. It's not uncommon for someone identified with mental health or substance abuse issues to sit in a jail cell for months after being diagnosed in Wyoming. This placement, or lack thereof, is usually a result of the state having too few mental health facilities. In effect, county jails turn into quasi-treatment centers, yet typically lack the proper infrastructure or trained staff to properly treat these prisoners. We're not helping them. They're not getting any treatment aside from what they need in the jail, Alyssa Butler, state court administrator for the Wyoming Supreme Court, told the legislature's Joint Judiciary Committee on Tuesday. Butler said this leads to a rotating cycle of the same people committing the same low-level crimes and further crowding county jails. Cowboy State Daily reports Governor Gordon's office, the legislature, and the Wyoming Judicial Branch are developing a pilot diversion program to reduce the number of people jailed for misdemeanor charges who suffer behavioral and substance abuse disorders. Instead, they want these offenders to receive proper treatment. The program would begin in Gillette, the first piece of a much larger behavioral health redesign the state is set to begin in July 2024. One of the driving goals behind the redesign is to identify higher risk priority mental health issues. Wyoming Supreme Court Chief Justice Kate Fox, one of the major proponents of the pilot program, said competency evaluations do nothing to restore a defendant back to mental health, serving as more of a status update. Fox said by focusing the pilot in Gillette to start, the program could be adequately staffed, although it is unknown how much it will cost to run or when it would begin. If the program expands, she said staffing would be an ongoing challenge, but remote counseling and out-of-state providers could be a couple of solutions. For more news and information, go to BasinsRadio.com. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shaleen.